The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
if suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Super Don, you know, I think I do. I do need this hour. I'm not dreading it. I really do need it. After last hour, it was intense. It was emotional. Mm-hmm. I need the three aminos to get back together again.
You need a little therapy in this hour.
Little therapy from Liam Schaff, author of Official Stories, and Richard Pearl. He's got his own show, Pearls of Health, and a health food store down there in Fort Lickerdale, as it used to be known. And I don't know where we're going this hour, but just be ready on the dump button, Patrick, because it could get wild and crazy. We've said parental advisory this hour as well. I have no earthly idea, but the levity, if it may ensue, is welcome. Liam, are you there?
I am here. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't recall ever hearing anything foul or besmirching coming out of anybody's mouth.
Oh, never. Of course.
Least of all mine or Richard Pearl's.
Not Richard Pearl's. Is Richard Pearl here, Patrick? Do we have him? Is he out of the kitchen?
I'm out of the kitchen.
Thank you. Your pots and pans clanking at his organic restaurant there, where we should all be eating right now.
Well, you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea, except you're too far away, and we don't deliver to Mount Dopey, so, you know, there's nothing we can do.
We've got some options here. They're growing, and Liam, are you being fed well wherever you are?
Yeah, chemtrail salad every day here in Southern California. It's nice.
Mm.
You go out, you don't know what it's going to be. Crisscross, straight lines, headed toward the shore, you don't know.
I have to say, the fruits and veggies are delivering daily here from the backyard and the side yard and the front yard. You created a gardening monster.
Hey, well, I love it. My next step in gardening is aquaponics. The next thing I'm going to be building are fish tanks that grow food.
Nice. Well, it might be something I'm going to be digging in the backyard soon too. So,
you're digging a pond?
Yeah, well, that's I'm very seriously considering it. Yes.
Yeah, you have enough
space
on your 7 acres.
We could
with
do
all
it.
Your help.
Well,
that actually sounds very good. Now I'm listening to all this.
Yeah.
This is very fascinating. You know, I'm thinking maybe I should, since I live on some land, maybe I should do that too.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
If you can get Liam down there, he can convert your backyard in a
day. I have no problem getting Liam down there. We have an extra room, and we have a porch. So either way. Yeah, I'll sleep under the porch. And
what was the porch?
If you know, as long as you don't talk about rice, I think we're okay.
Yeah.
You mean frisbee?
Oh,
if you start talking about rice, we might be putting you on the porch.
Frisbee rice. Did you say rice or rice?
Rice-a-roni. Right, as in rice-a-roni, but not the special San Francisco treat.
Gotcha.
Hey, guess what I get to do?
What do you
get to
do?
I get to go to the dentist and spend thousands of dollars. Yay!
Like a lot of Americans. Yeah, we've been there.
I'm surprised. I would think, you know, with all the efforts you've done and all the reading of bicuspid annual, you would have stayed out of the dental chair.
Bicuspid annual?
I have. I hadn't been to the dentist for 20 years until last year. I got a cleaning, and they didn't tell me, but apparently I'd been a grinder for years. I'd gone to bed and my mind was still working. I guess I was grinding my teeth. So I've worn them down to whatever's beneath the bloody part. I guess my jawbone.
Wow. You're now...
sounds great. You know, that goes good with all that extra hair you have. You're just sounding more attractive by the day.
Well, the hair on the head is apparently headed south.
Is it growing back or growing down?
No, it's growing on your teeth, the way you're speaking.
Yeah. Yes, no, the hair on the top is getting thinner, and the hair on the bottom is lush.
You still have that hair on the palm thing going, or is that all done?
No, I don't have any hairy palms. That myth was not true. I tried it. I worked it for years.
He's evidently the bearded man. That's what I'm hearing. I don't see a picture of him now, but he's a pretty Marlboro minus the cigarettes.
I'll have to start clipping my hair. I'll have to take that sort of weird Grizzly Adams thing, you know, the big furry thing, a little bit on top.
Yeah, Grizzly isn't doing so well these days.
He's fine.
No, he's not doing well at all.
Who's Grizzly?
He's fine. He'll come back.
Grizzly Adams, he died recently.
Oh, that's Grizzly.
A rumor.
What, is there another one?
It's as much of a rumor as saying
Hillary Clinton's probably a lesbian. It's a rumor.
Speaking of that conversation, I heard the other day
that she was out to lunch with
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And, you know, they were having some fish, and some fell off, bounced off her lap and fell on the carpet. No. And they were, you know, munching the fish off the carpet.
Oh, man. You know, I did have a nightmare with Hillary Clinton last night. I didn't want to admit that, but it was a nightmare. I was trying, you know, I was playing reporter guy, trying to ask her some serious questions, and I'm like, dude, this is not working. The Hillary has got nothing to say. She's got nothing to say. Is she a robot? Is she, you know, what is it? She's the most warmonger.
She's an automaton, and she's got a little wind-up thing in the back, and Bill Clinton probably pushes it or, you know, sets it on the air. But you know what's really scary about her is the fact that she has the media so coronating her since day one. And if you look at the media, if you look at who owns what, you've got Time Warner owning CNN, and you've got Verizon owning Huffington Post, and you've got MSNBC owned by Comcast. And when you look at all these different entities, how they control everything, how even Mort Zuckerman, who owns the New York Daily News, and also I don't know if he still owns U.S. News and World Report, but you know they did a hatchet job on Bernie. They would ask him questions about the Fed, I'm sorry, about the U.S. Treasury. He would answer them. Then they would ask a similar question right after that about the Fed, which he could not answer because he doesn't know Fed policy, and he wouldn't know the answer to the Fed policy. And then he would ask, they would ask the same question or a different question about U.S. Treasury again, then right back to the Fed. And of course, the narrative was Bernie doesn't know what he's talking about when he was answering the questions correctly, and that was set up by Mort Zuckerman because he stands to lose hundreds of millions of dollars if Bernie were to become president and change the tax laws. And you see this constantly. We see a system that's completely rigged. And the one thing that Trump and the one thing that Bernie has exposed is how corrupt it is.
That's
I mean,
right.
They've laid it bare.
Bare, they have. And Hillary, did you see her? She was on a black radio show. And they asked her, what's one thing she carries in her purse that no one knows about? And she says, hot sauce.
Hot
sauce. She said hot sauce. And they, even the host of the show said, are you trying to pander to the black community? And she says, I don't know, is it working? I couldn't believe it.
And, well, you know, this comes on the heel of her doing that thing with De Blasio where he says, you know, she says, why did it take you so long to coronate me? And he says, I was on CP time. And anybody else would have gotten in trouble for that except for her. And except for him. And then she threw him under the bus like she throws everybody under the bus. You know, the big problem with her, if we get off the personality of her, or the whatever that is the fact that this is a woman who is a neocon, who is a war-mongering person, who has some kind of weakness in her personality that sees everything as destroy, destroy, destroy. And you see, if it was, you know, she was the Democratic voice for the war in Iraq. When Colin Powell fell on his sword so that the Republicans could have credibility for the war, they still needed Democrats. And
look,
she was the loudest voice.
But look,
and being that her husband was a previous president, it certainly gave credibility.
But Richard, going back to the pandering to the black community, why would they see this woman as someone that actually is on their side?
I don't get that. A lot of my clientele are black.
Okay.
And we have these lively discussions about that and Harriet Tubman and everything else. And I got to tell you that There's no logic to it. It's emotional. They've been drummed in their head that they need somebody that's going to be on their side. And, you know, they've heard, you know, Clinton, the black president. But ask any Haitian what they did down in Haiti, or ask anybody who's had dealings with them. They'll say opposite. And yet the black people in general seem to like her because of the association to him. Yet he was the one who put more black men in jail than anybody else. But they seem to have cognitive dissonance when it comes to that. And when you point out everything that Bill Clinton did, the crime bill and other the welfare reforms that he did, and you look at it, you know, one piece after the other, if you didn't know it was Clinton, they would hate him. They would say, oh, my God, this person's terrible. But as soon as you say the word Clinton, oh, it's okay. It's really a shame. They're essentially voting against their best interest, because if there's one thing that you can tell about the Clintons, everything they do is self-centered. It's self-interest. How do you make $140 million after you leave the office? That's obscene as a president. You shouldn't be doing that. Even if you can, that doesn't mean you do it.
Yeah. Liam?
Yes?
I wanted your perspective. You had something to say about Hillary and this whole fiasco of different communities just being kind of sold down the river.
Hot sauce, y'all.
It's what?
I got hot sauce.
Hot sauce, exactly. I mean, you want to talk about pandering. I mean, at that point, they should have disqualified her. Can you imagine a Republican saying that? I don't know. Is it working?
Hold on. Hold on. I have a soundbite from Hillary talking to a Jewish audience. Oi, hello, everybody.
It's
Passover tonight, I think.
Yes, it is. It's Matzah time.
Here's Hillary talking at a Southern Klan rally. And I just want to say, we're going to get rid of them people. Wow, she has a different idea for everybody.
Well, if Woody Allen
had a Wall Street speech, wouldn't you? Or that she got over 20-some-odd million dollars in speeches from 2013 to 2015. She knew she was running for president. What'd she say in all those speeches? Why is she off the hook? And better yet, you know she's going to have a real big problem with the FBI come next month. Because I think that's when they will come and formally invite her to come speak to them.
So who's gonna win?
We're up on a break here. I'm just saying Woody Allen Zelig has nothing on Hillary Clinton. Her ability to change her accent depending on the group she's talking to.
Yeah.
And the war that she didn't vote for. I mean, the warmonger is a Democrat. You even have neocons going, well, if the Republican side, we're going to go, yeah, we'll vote for Hillary because we want more war. War-making machinery. Not here, now.
I think I'm going to have some fish.
Yeah, that would be better. All right, on the other side of this break, again, I warned you, parental advisory, just in case.
Lick
the three aminos are back.
There's a lot of
Richard Pearl, Liam Sheff, Robert Scott Bell.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, the Three Aminos Reunion. Liam Sheff, Richard Pearl. We've got links to Liam Sheff and his book, Official Stories. If you haven't gotten it yet, well, get it. If you've got one, get two more copies. It doesn't go bad. It's one of those things that doesn't expire, just like the information here. Liam, do we have Richard Pearl back on, or is he off selling stuff to stuff in the store and things? Richard, I hear Richard breathing heavily.
Well, he's with a customer then.
That's he is with a customer. Yeah, I tell him, you're doing the show, do the show. Leave the customers, they can wait. But it doesn't work. Richard Pearl, second fiddle here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So what do we have in the news on global warming? There was a news release made recently, and I honestly didn't follow it up because I don't believe anything I read in the standard news articles. But you told me about it.
Yeah, Edward Snowden reportedly said the whole global warming construct was created by CIA, much like the way they created the term conspiracy theorist. And, you know, I've questioned the global warming construct ever since I heard about it. It's like it didn't make sense in so many ways, and I found that it was all about creating new carbon credit trading schemes. In other words, new artificial banks to make the uber-wealthy even wealthier, and then it can trade pollution credits. So you've looked at it from a different angle, though. The energy that drives the heat is not on the Earth necessarily.
No. It's our alien overlord circling the moon and the planet Nibiru and their spacecraft. Actually, the moon is a spaceship. And there a lot of people listening to the show right now are going, yeah, I knew
what?
It. Now, hold on.
Liam finally joined us, right?
Let's get back to reality. Oh, please. Let's just say that the climate is changing. The climate has always been changing. The climate will continue to change. Let's acknowledge that climate changes. Really, it does. Let's acknowledge that pollution is bad. I don't like pollution. I don't like pollution, and I also don't like pollution. So pollution is bad. I'm more willing than almost anybody in the, what's it called, global warming parade to give up a car, which I did a long time ago. to give up anything but mass transportation, you know, trains and buses and ways to get around in groups. I'm fine with that. I'm willing to grow food in my neighborhood. In fact, I would really enjoy that if all neighborhoods did that. So I'm not the enemy of the so-called solution to global warming, but their solution is never the solution. Their solution is, as you said, I'll trade you, I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a carbon credit today so I can continue to do whatever I'm doing. In the era of global warming awareness since about 2000 and I don't know what it was, 5, 6, when was that silly movie out?
2000 and Gore, that's what we'll call it.
2000 and Gore, since that movie came out, that slideshow about how we're all going to be underwater now. We're all underwater, and that's underwater. Don't forget that. Don't forget when you look out over New York City that it is actually underwater. It's clearly a flat Earth hologram that's letting us think that it's not, because Al Gore said it would be, therefore it is. Okay. So I'm not in favor of pollution. I'm not pro-oil company. I'm definitely not pro-nuke. A lot of the global warming stuff, by the way, is camouflaged pro-nuclear. It's deeply pro-nuclear. They want more nuclear power plants. They haven't cleaned up the total disaster of at least 4, maybe 5 leaking nuclear power plants around the world and 3 intense meltdowns going on in Japan.
Sure, so, 30-year anniversary of Chernobyl, too.
Yeah, well, and we're in the 5th year of the disaster known as Fukushima for all time. There is a mass die-off going on in the Pacific. No one seems to want to tie the two together except some of us. Okay, so I had to think a lot about global warming because it's a big question. You know, does the planet get warmer? Well, sometimes. Does it get cooler? Certainly. Have there ever been temperature shifts? You have to come up with a series of questions. You have to figure out what your proposition is. If it's the temperature changes rapidly, then your answer is yes, sometimes it does. If your answer is it changing rapidly because of CO2, you have to say, well, let's see if it's ever changed rapidly before in a way that didn't seem related to human activity. Yes, it has. Okay, we have our first problem. If it's changed dramatically in periods of non-human activity, and I mean in very short periods, and it has, one period that comes to mind is called the Younger Dryas period. It was a mass extinction over North America. Now, there may be reasons for it that may be cosmological, like a large planetary or cometary pass by, not an impact, but maybe an electromagnetic event, our plasma sphere, our electromagnetic bubble hitting something else. But we'll talk about it more.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll go more into the global warming scam. And I have good friends that are so hardcore committed that, you know, if you even bring up the questions about it, it's sort of like when you bring up questions of vaccine safety, you're automatically against vaccines, which the way they're done, let's be honest, yes, I am. But beside the point, we're going to get back, talk about what is happening to the climate, where is it originating, and more.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, two of the three amigos were around last segment. We got three back. We got Richard Pearl. He's with us from Pearls of Health. You still doing your radio show, Richard? Is it off the air finally?
It's award-winning.
Award-winning.
I give myself awards weekly.
Every week.
I always get the highest award, so go figure.
Well, I'm just grateful you've given me a few Saturdays off in the last few months, so thank you for that, my friend. We were talking while you were gone about the global warming scam. The whole idea to make it a carbon credit trading scheme. Liam laid it out, and I agree with him.
No, I actually haven't.
No, you did a little bit in that you said we're not pro-pollution because we question this. We are not averse to giving up some car activity. In fact, I moved to a place where now I ride my bike and walk most places, and only we hardly have to use the car. It's great. We have a garden. So I'm saying the things that we've been trying to do are really...
Yeah, we're
solution
not
oriented.
This show's not oil funded. This show's not pro industry or pro.
Yeah, but I don't even know what your position is on it. So, are you saying that while there's global warming, that man has nothing to do with it?
Well, I'm glad that you asked me that question. Isn't that the lawyer's response? I'm glad you asked me that question.
It's a good one.
And then you say that, and then you say whatever you want. Okay. So I'm glad you asked me that question because it's stupid. All right. So let me try to answer.
I'm on a rerun of Fox? But go ahead.
No, yeah, it's not that. I promise. Go ahead.
That's fine. That's cool. So climate change happens all the time. You have to ask yourself a question, though, when looking at climate change, if climate has ever changed very rapidly without the presence of human beings. The answer is yes, it has. In fact, there have been a number of recorded dips in and out of ice ages in which human beings were hardly an influential speck on the planet and were certainly not doing anything industrial. So if that's the case, then we have a problem in sorting out the why of it. If it's happened before, then we have to start asking, why has climate changed radically before? And I mean radically, like 20 or 30 degrees difference within a few years on the planet. Why have we jumped into ice ages within a few decades? There's a period called the Younger Dryas. We went into it, jumped into an ice age, and then jumped out of it into a warm age. And if I'm getting anything wrong in this, we're going to do a better, longer segment on it where I wasn't prepared to do this. I don't have notes. I don't have all the right dates. But there have been a number of huge climactic shifts in human record. Yeah, I'm talking about in the 1600s.
Well, we had a mini ice age from 1300s to 1800s.
Very significant because it seems to have correlated with something called a minimum in the solar cycle, called the Maunder minimum. And the sun seems to go in 11 and then 400 or so year, 370 to 400 year cycles, and those seem to be even longer cycles. I think the problem in talking about global warming as created by industry, which I'm no fan of, by the way, is that if you leave out the sun, then you don't understand what drives weather. The problem with the IPCC, which is the intergalactic panel on human-caused climate change, and the NOAA thing, which is supposedly a homonym for NOAA, but it's the North... Da, 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 da. Anyway, the book, I don't know what it is. What is NOAA, Richard?
I don't know, but you're boring the hell out of me at this point. So get back to the point.
I'm not until he says sorry.
Okay. Okay, he did it. He said it.
Okay, so...
Only because it'll be worse if I don't.
Okay, so...
It's practical.
So we don't...
I'm pragmatic. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here, let's skip all what he's saying.
It's better than
astigmatic.
No,
I want to make a point here, because I understand where you're going with this. But like I said, I don't want to see the edge. So here's my only point.
Richard, I'm not done.
Go ahead.
I didn't interrupt when you talked about...
I know, but you're on a monologue. You're worse than Bill Maher.
Oh, jeez.
Does he listen to his own...
I don't know. He'll play it down.
Wait. Robert, were you and I not nearly silent during the first 15 minutes? Okay. So, if we leave out the sun, and the problem with NOAA and the IPCC is they only count solar irradiance. They only count heat, but they don't count the electromagnetic effect of the sun, and they don't talk about something called space weather. And space weather is a funny word for the electromagnetic effect that's happening around and above our magnetosphere and in our ionosphere. They don't understand this because NASA doesn't understand it, because NASA's model for outer space is stuck in the 17th century, 1600s with Isaac Newton. They think space is a big dead empty, but it's not. It's a plasma-filled area. It's intensely electromagnetic, and we are bombarded by electromagnetic energy. That drives currents on the surface of the planet, in the water, that drives our thunderstorms, that drives our cyclones, our hurricanes, and our tornadoes. It certainly drives lightning. If you want to stick with the mainstream model, eat my word. Eat it, Richard. I told you this
was going
somewhere.
Listen,
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't disagree with you on this. However, you're missing a point. And everything you're saying, I actually agree with. Yeah. And I think if anybody stood back for a second, that we would see that it's very clear there's so much electromagnetic field activity going out in the universe that to ignore it or to dismiss it would be foolish. This is my point. Just like with an alcoholic, you may not have caused his alcoholism, but you don't give him a drink. If we know that we're going through a cycle that is actually bad for human survival, then you don't do things that make it worse. And so my only thought is, and I'm not saying that I have a solution here, but my thought is to ignore man's involvement would be perilous. And I think that that's the issue.
Okay, yes, but man's involvement is in toxicology, is in polluting the atmosphere, causing it to get warmer
or colder. Let's go on an order of magnitude.
Correct, that's right.
But let's talk about antagonizing
a bad situation or one that could become terrible.
Well, let's talk about order of magnitude in terms of weather. Anybody in the world, feel free to call in and tell me how a little warm air and a little cool air causes either a hurricane, a cyclone, or a tornado. Nobody can. Weather is driven electromagnetically. So if we're talking about weather and climate, we're not talking about a minor greenhouse gas. We're not talking about, I'm anti-industry, I'm anti-nuclear, I am not in favor of coal, I'm in favor of small renewables, I'm in favor of local energy, I'm in favor of switchgrass being brewed into local biodiesel. So I am not the problem in any way in this, and I'm not in favor of those who are creating toxicological problems. But let's be very realistic. NASA doesn't know how lightning is created. They actually think that lightning happens because of what they call grapple, which is the same thing as a kid having a snowball fight. They actually think that a little water hitting a little bit of snow generates 8 million strokes per day of megawatt lightning. They're wrong. It's the electromagnetic reaction between the ionosphere, the charged ionosphere, and the charged planet body leaking electricity to each other. But they don't accept that the Earth is electric and space is electric. So we cannot...
I disagree with you, because when I learned some things in chemistry, that's exactly your position is what I learned. So
what?
Why would NASA... I don't know what NASA believes. Why would NASA believe would have contrary beliefs to what I learned in school?
Ice friction. They didn't teach us that.
Yeah, the mainstream.
I learned that.
Yeah, the mainstream version is that ice rubs into itself and that creates lightning. You can look that up on any mainstream.
Well, I don't remember reading that.
What did you read?
I don't remember, but I remembered how you had positively charged ions and negatively charged.
That's because they're talking about lightning being created in the clouds by snow and water. Seriously, I'm not making it up.
I think that they didn't go into that detail, Richard, when we were learning in school. They didn't say that,
because it's nonsense. It's complete nonsense.
And
you raise your hand and you say, you're telling me that we get 8 million strokes of lightning on Earth per day because it's a little bit wet in some cloud? No. The ionosphere is intensely electrically charged.
You get an imbalance of ions.
But the clouds don't generate lightning. We don't get 8 million strokes of lightning.
No, who said it did come from? I see what you're saying. Because of the moisture throwing off the ions, and then somehow that creates sparks, and that you got this imbalance with a spark, and therefore you got lightning.
But it's not true. That's their explanation.
I know. That is an argument that they used to teach. I understand.
They teach it today. Right now, on the meteorological web pages, on NASA, etc. Believe me, I'm researching this for my book. They don't have anything better, but I can give you something better straight out of the Electric Universe from Walt Thornhill's stuff. You can look at Ralph Jurgen's stuff. You can look at a lot of the guys who've been electrical theorists or plasma physicists, and they'll tell you outer space is electrical. So if you have an electrified metal spinning body going through an electrified plasma field, why are we talking about... Now, by the way, weather changed on other planets during our period of global warming from 2000 to 2010. Mars had a day that a period where they increased like 40 or something degrees over a very short period of time, like a month. Were there cars on Mars? Jupiter's had magnificent storms. Uranus, as we say in some places in the universe, is so far away from the sun, they shouldn't have any weather from solar heating at all, but they have 1,000-mile-per-hour storms. And they've increased in speed. They're having more auroral activity on Uranus. So the whole solar system is being affected by the sun. And until we're very serious about figuring out our relationship with the sun, and I can throw out some names. You can look at thunderbolts.info. You can look at suspiciousobservers.com. You can look at my webpage and my book. But there are a lot of people who have done really good research on this. And thunderbolts.info is, and we've had these guys on the show. But people People don't take them seriously.
But what's frustrating to me about the whole global warming thing is that, once again, like people who are into vaccines or not, you can't discuss it. It's like an either-or proposition. Now, if you start saying, hey, this is what NASA believes, ice rubbing against water creates all this electricity, then people would go, wait a second, is that what they believe? You don't know that because they don't say that to us in school.
Things are framed. You know, it's like it's always how things are framed. So, of course, like, for instance, you know, if you were against, let's say, something Obama said, well, because of the way so many people were against Obama for the wrong reasons, it becomes like ketchup mustard. You're guilty by association. So if you say, oh, I don't agree with something Obama, oh, you must be a Republican or you must be a Tea Party, when you could be a screaming liberal. And it's the same thing with science. Science is so emotional and not really scientific anymore, at least the way that it's debated, so that if somebody says something and it doesn't sound quite right, immediately you're put into a group. If we talk about vaccines, which is a little bit more relevant to most people, if we talk about vaccines and you say something against vaccines, if you go on Huffington Post, you will see a whole thing on anti-vaxxers, and there'll be one after the other writing bad things about people who don't agree with them. But a simple question would be to any of these people, okay, what's in a vaccine?
What's in a vaccine? Very
and,
good
know,
question.
If you say to your doctor, and I've done this to doctors who've come into my store, I say, okay, are vaccines safe? And they'll say yes. And I say, are you sure? Yes. Okay, what's in them? And
all right, with that, we got to take a break, Richard. You know how that goes.
On this after the break.
All right. We got one more segment, Three Aminos, having a wild time on the radio. RobertScottBell.com, LiamSchef.com, and Richard Pearl back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you with even a casual interest in politics, Trump has swept 5 states with big margins tonight. The question is, Richard Pearl, will they let him win? First on the Republican side, and if they do that, then in the big picture, because he doesn't like to play ball with the globalists.
No, the thing is, he should win the Republican side. I mean, that only makes sense. I'd rather talk about the Hillary side, because there's one thing that nobody wants to talk about, and I think this is one of the reasons why Bernie is still going to stay to the end. There's an FBI investigation, and separate of what Hillary says, there's a very important part of this that nobody's paying attention to, at least on the pro-Clinton stage, and that is that you have an FBI who's gotten immunity to the guy who took her server and migrated it along with the one that's with the State Department and migrated away from the government to her. And the problem is this. Forget all the email stuff. He had to have an access code to do this. Who gave him the access code? It's either Hillary or it's one of her subordinates. If it's one of the subordinates, how did they get it? Because they shouldn't have given it to him. He had no clearance. So Hillary would have had to give it to a subordinate, which she shouldn't have done. And the subordinate then would have given it to, to this guy, Brian, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't done that way, it was directly from her to him. Again, he had no clearance. So therefore, she gave access to, national security information to a guy that had no clearance for it. And if he went rogue, then what would have happened? So I don't think she's going to get off on this. I think at the end of the day, the FBI is going to make some kind of suggestion or recommendation to indict her. It's not going to happen, but there's going to be leaks, and her approval ratings are going to drop even further. So then a guy like Trump or Bernie will have a shot.
Well, I think you're right that Bernie's hanging on because he knows there's something more to this FBI story.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I just want to say, the reason why Cruz, I think, was, he was born in Canada, which nobody's ever talked about this, but I think this is real. He was born in 1970. And in 1970, the Vietnam War was huge. And we were at probably the worst part of the war. And people were going to Canada to avoid the war. And I really think that his mother had him in Canada instead of just going over the border to the U.S. so that he couldn't be drafted years later, because we had a draft. And no one would have known at that point when the war was going to end. It ended in 75. But if I'm a mother and I have an opportunity to have my baby in Canada and avoid having a situation where my son has to go to a draft, and I know that there's still a draft in the makings or in the United States, then what I'm going to do is have the baby over there. I can always apply for U.S. citizenship later if I need to. And that's what I think they did. I think she made a conscientious effort to avoid having him to be a U.S. citizen so he wouldn't have to serve in the war if it was maintained or continued, you know, years later. That's what I think.
Yeah. Well, nobody likes Cruz in reality.
No, not
at all. It's funny, when I was in the Capitol building last week with Jonathan Emord and Norm Singleton, we ran into Cruz's chief of staff, and he was on autopilot. He was telling us how funny Cruz is and how much he likes to make jokes. And I'm like, this guy, is he for real? Is he delusional? Because
no,
if you look at Cruz,
he's getting paid.
Yeah, of course. But he was doing it even when he didn't have to in the bowels of the Capitol with us for a few minutes, just offhand. I thought that was rather interesting. But yeah, you're right. He was on autopilot because of the payment he was receiving.
But anyway, going back to this thing, I think Hillary has a real problem. I think our country has a real problem if we elect her. As one of you pointed out, she is absolutely into war. She was the Democratic voice for the Iraq War. She was the one who got us to go after Assad. It was her policies, not only with that, but going to Libya. I mean, she's just been a disaster. She's in love with Netanyahu, who's been a disgrace to the Middle East and very dangerous to the Middle East. And what he's done to the Palestinians, the Germans did to the Jews, just on a grander level. But the fact is, and we're all Jewish, so if people want to throw hate, feel free. But the reality is that you've got guys like the people that she admires, respects, Kissinger, all these people would be
they're the warmongers
in the country.
They're warmongers. Listen, we're out of time, guys, but great reunion. I appreciate you.
Excuse
and
me.
Go ahead, Liam.
I'm a Hindu.
You're a Hindu. That's right. Jewish
Buddha
Hindu.
Bless you.
No, just a Hindu sympathizer.
Well, his Buddha is eating matzah. Is that sacrilegious? Did I just say
I
that?
I don't know, but it's happy Passover or Pappy Happy.
Pappy Happo.
I know you guys go, we got to do a two-hour thing next time.
We'll
see.
All right, guys. The power to heal.
Flying.
Is Richard Pearl's and yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.